NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to one soldier about what Christmas in Baghdad means to him.
Army Sergeant Jason Harmond hails from Dallas, Texas. He arrived in Iraq last July as part of a signal unit. He's in charge of setting up communications and keeping telephone and internet lines running. I ask him what's the first thing he'd say to folks back home.
I would like them to understand, granted we have captured Saddam, but yet still on a daily basis we're getting attacked. So it's not a walk in the park by any means. I see more things that I wish I've never seen, ever. And I'm going to be thankful that I'm alive and that I get to celebrate Christmas regardless of being at home or abroad.
Sergeant Harmon spoke on the phone from the camouflage shelter he works out of in downtown Baghdad's convention center across from the Al Rashid Hotel. He says he will be able to wish a Merry Christmas to his wife and young son and daughter.
I'm going to see my kids because my wife has a webcam and she'll turn it on and I get to see them. And the first time she did that, I had my webcam on because I purchased one out here. And she said, as soon as I saw him, she could see the way I reacted. And it was so great. And I just wish I could be home with my kids, but I know I'm doing the right thing being over here.
Do you have a notion of what they're doing?
Well, my wife had told me that they're just going to open presents, well, a few presents now, and then once I return, she wants to have a big Christmas. We're going to set up the tree in March, one night, surprise the kids, and they're going to wake up and we're going to have a big family Christmas once I return.
Huh. Christmas in spring.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you think you're all managing to bring a little Christmas spirit?
You know, I just think it's the will of the soldiers here. You have a 6-foot Christmas tree in the corner, a few wrapped boxes underneath. We've got the little tinsel going down it, and we have the little icicle lights hanging up. Considering where we're at, I think it's outstanding.
So do I. Have you received any special care packages or the other troops around you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Just a few days ago, they received 500 boxes here in the building of stockings for the soldiers. Just a lady back in the States with a lot of her friends, they just send these boxes out of the goodness of their heart, and it's bewildering that someone who doesn't know us would do something so great.
There's a lot of good feeling over here for the troops that are over there.
Oh, and I believe that. And I had troops, some of my soldiers, go home on R&R. He was telling me how when he got on the plane, a gentleman said, "I cannot have you sitting back in the coach and me up here in first class. Please take my seat." And it's just so great to hear all that. I mean, I take pride in being in the military, and that's why I've been in for 7 years. And I just recently re-enlisted for 6 more. I think that's one of the reasons I'm in is the pride.
In a way, it sounds like this is an especially meaningful Christmas for you.
Oh, very much so. Regardless of where we might be, it's still a special day to the majority of the soldiers over here. And they feel we should celebrate it, and I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want to, regardless of location.
Sergeant Jason Harmon is based in Baghdad. Sergeant Harmon, thanks very much for talking to us, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too, ma'am.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.